Okay, open lines time now on Coast to Coast AM. Nothing like it on a Friday night into Saturday morning. I've got a lot to talk with you about when I come right back, and we'll take your calls as well on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast. Here we are. Let's go to the phones. By the way, I want to tell you, I had a great time in Toronto last week. Just a superb group of people, and just had a great time. I really did. Coming back was a mess, as I mentioned it, but I had to catch a flight from Toronto to New York, from New York to St. Louis, and the Toronto to New York flight was delayed and delayed for some mechanical issues, and they finally got it rolling, and they had us on the plane. And while we were on the plane, the pilot said, well, we still have the same issues. We think it's an alternator. We're not leaving right now. So we waited and we waited, and then he finally said, this plane's not going anyplace, folks. So we had to deboard the plane. And then you've got 100-plus people scattering to try to get reservations to get on other flights. And a lot of people, like I did, had connecting flights at other airports. So it was a zoo. But I finally got a connection out of Chicago, and then I made it to St. Louis. It took me, though, 10 hours from the moment I left to go to the airport in Toronto to when I got back to St. Louis. That whole day took 10 hours. And you know what? That's not even half the nightmare so many people go through during weather-related issues as well. I mean, it's really a mess. If you've had any flying nightmare stories you want to share with us, go ahead as well. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Gene in O'Fallon, Missouri. I know where that is, east of the Rockies. Hello, Gene. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Glad to talk to you. Thanks. What station are you on from St. Louis? I can only get 550 and...
I'm on 97.1 FM.
97.1.
Just flip right over there. Yep, it's a beautiful signal. You're going to love it.
Okay, and I have another question.
Sure.
In April 14th, 2010, you had an old man on who had an invention of rolling magnets that made, a perpetual energy flying machine. And he was supposed to go to, Arizona and get some funds and then develop this. And I haven't heard anything since.
I think we're going to have an update.
Anything about him?
Gene, hold on for a second, Gene. Let me pop you back on there. All right, what was his name?
John
Searle. John Searle.
Searle?
Yep. Yeah. Or no, John Searle. It's the Searle Report. That's his last name. I got to check in on him. He was quite clever and had something very interesting going. John Searle, I don't even know if he's still alive, honestly. We haven't updated him in a while, so I'll do that for you, okay? Let's go to Mike in Portland, Oregon. Mike, welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hey, George, you know, I got to ask you a question, if I could ask you two questions, hopefully.
Sure.
The jet stream, they were talking about the jet stream coming out of alignment and acting all funny, being part of the problems here. And you know that the jet stream is actually linked to the ocean currents, the great currents that flow through there. But, of course, the oceans now are warming up, and these currents are starting to change directions. And so then that's actually triggering a lot of these things in the atmosphere. And I know you said you didn't agree generally with the pollution, greenhouse gas equals the climate stuff. And so I just wanted to ask you, so you think we could just put, like, unlimited amounts of carbon into this atmosphere and it's not going to affect things? Is that kind of your point of view?
Well, my point is that this planet has had these same things happen over hundreds of thousands of years. I mean, we've been in Earth cycles where climate change has been unbelievable. Now, this is not to say we should be polluting the planet. I'm not for that at all. But I'm simply saying that a lot of these events that we see with weather changes have happened before. And I don't think we had cars and factories and people doing those things hundreds of thousands of years ago. I don't think we.
No, but We did have, at the time those events took place, we have the cause for them. The reason we had huge spikes in CO2, 10 million years ago is because there was massive volcanic explosions, and we can tell why these events happened. In this particular case, people don't want to accept that you can't just pump trillions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere. But I just wanted to get you on one thing, because I know you had a show on disinformation, and I know, and you know, and I know that you put out a little bit of your own disinformation, George, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to not always, not have to lie to your audience about certain things, because I know for a fact you do.
What are you talking about?
Well, some months ago, you got some calls from the guys who broke into the guy's house and put the hidden cameras in his house and all this stuff. And you, at the time, I heard you tell the guy you never heard about it.
But at that time, that's absolutely correct.
Well, I think that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie. No. It's not a lie. At the time when they called this program, as you all do, because I think you're all part of this clique, I had never heard about that before. Simple as that. And, you guys are scammers. You call radio shows, and you just called this one again. So move on, my friend. Get yourself a life. To some of you who may not know what he's talking about, it's a bizarre story, and it's just not true. Let's go west of the Rockies. We'll go to Montana. Charles, welcome to the program. Hi there, Charles.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. I actually have a lot of respect for, I believe you said your family is from Lebanon. Is that correct?
My dad was born in Cairo. My family is Lebanese, Christian Lebanese,
yeah, right on.
but they're from all over the Middle East.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Ralph Nader. But anyways, George, I just wanted to ask you, I was born in Toronto, and you were up in Toronto. Did you have a butter tart?
I did not.
Well, it's like a pecan pie without the pecans.
Okay.
Very Canadian. So for all of your listeners, if they go to Canada, have a butter tart. It's, it's nothing special, but it's very Canadian. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, George, is the other guy that's on your show, what's the other guy that runs your show?
What day?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't remember his name, actually. Anyways, we won't go there. He's great, too. But
they're all good. George Knapp, John Wells, all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, George.
Like Ian Punnett, all of them. They're all
yeah,
great people.
He's a great guy, too. But here's my question. Currently in this country, it's very bad affairs. I'm dual citizen, U.S. and Canadian. I was born in Toronto. And people say, oh, you live in Canada. It's so great up there. But if you saw what happened in Toronto with the G8 up there.
Right.
It was just like Pittsburgh. I mean, So that's my comment, George. I'm sorry. But it's just this thing of there's no place to hide now, that we've lost our freedoms.
What do you think? What do you think about what's going on in Egypt right now?
Well, it's hard to say, George, because the CIA goes all over the world and creates false revolutions and stuff. But it's my gut feeling is that the Muslim Brotherhood is not good. It's a CIA op. But... when they start these revolutions, who knows who's really behind it? And if my heart is with the Egyptian people for justice and love and beauty and all that. So if it's for the right thing, I'd say get rid of the CIA, get rid of these, military industrial complex. And let's start feeding people. Let's start building the roads, That's what I'm hoping. So if the Muslim Brotherhood, which has a bad history, frankly, so if it's really the Egyptian people and not another coup by the U.S. CIA thing, then I'm all
for it.
But we
do not know that. We don't know that at all. I've got pluses and minuses. First of all, Morsi tried to change the Constitution. He lied to the people when he went into office. And, it's unfortunate he needs to leave. and he's under a house arrest right now. What is dangerous, however, is the people voted for him. They elected him. And, you know, maybe these things ought to be better during elections rather than disobedience and demonstrations. Already 30-plus people are dead out there in demonstrations today. Let's go to Sherry in Toledo, Ohio, not far from Detroit. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, George.
Hi.
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And I wanted to talk to you. I needed somebody to talk to tonight. I lost my son on the 4th in the a.m., but they couldn't find anyone to contact till this afternoon. And they contacted my daughter, which she came and got me from a senior daycare center and told me about it. He's a semi-truck driver. He was in the Persian Gulf War, just in the Navy. And
what happened, Sherry?
They tracked his semi-truck to a truck stop, and it says he did get gas there. He did fuel up. And I guess he either didn't deliver a load or pick up a load. And they asked the truck stop to go out to check the truck, and they could see his legs in the truck. They said it looked like natural causes that he sat down on his sleeper and just leaned over to the side. And, you know, he was home on the weekend, and his son said he went down when he was cutting the grass with chest pain. And he refused to let my grandson call 911 for him.
How old was he, Sherry?
Pardon me?
How old was your son?
46, June 26th.
Nice job.
He just turned 46.
Well, first of all, George,
financially, I've called everywhere. I've called the Navy. I've called the VA. I've called his work. He was telling me how his chest hurt, and I says, go to the doctor. He says, I don't have any kind of insurance. And I said, well, you know, any hospital has to take you.
They still have to take him.
Exactly. I know. And I said, you know, I even asked him that question, Craig, do you have life insurance? And he says, nothing. I have nothing. And you know, I don't know. His work told my other son that they would possibly deliver his body home, pay for the mileage to bring his body home. But I called the funeral home, and, you know, it's like $5,000.
Well, do you have some people who can help you?
No,
I don't mean financially, but some people who can do some legwork for you to call
the
VA.
I don't know where else to go. I don't, you know.
Well, let me tell you this. You live in Toledo, Ohio, so I would call your county coroner's office and ask them what they can do for someone who does not have any financing in terms of a funeral or a burial. And you tell them first and foremost you don't have any
You're
funds.
You're fading out.
This.
I can barely hear you, George.
Oh gosh, sure. But can you hear me at all?
There, now I do.
You need to call your county coroner's office first of all,
right?
And see what they would recommend for someone who has passed on and the
you know,
family
they
doesn't
say
have
something
the funds.
About even calling the county. He was. They found him in Crawfordville, Indiana.
Yeah.
And they said even a coroner there. But, you know, George, he's got three minor children that are teenagers, and they say they want to see their dad. They want closure, and I can understand that.
Well, you'll get him back. I want to know how you're doing now. I mean,
my
gosh.
George, I don't know. It's, you know, I know you don't believe in coincidences. I know that. But you know what? My refrigerator stopped tonight. The compressor won't kick on. It's so weird.
Well, maybe a little sign from him, huh?
That's what I said. That's what I kind of feel.
Well, look, I'm going to put you on hold, and I want you to give us your personal phone number, if you would.
Oh. Okay.
And I want to stay
Thank
in touch
you,
with.
George.
Oh, all right. Tom's just told me that he has it. Sure. So you look, I don't know what I can tell you tonight other than to just relax and our condolences for you. And we'll see if everybody can help get you through this, okay?
Times as I wanted to call where I seen a shadow person at the foot of my bed and everything, and I was actually tickled to death that I finally saw something that other people see all the time. I never see no UFOs. I never see anything. But I seen a shadow person about a year ago, and I never tried calling you as much as I wanted to. But tonight I needed you, and I needed the listeners for some reason.
You can call us anytime you want.
I know, George. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetheart. You take care. And we'll be in touch with you. Oh, boy. It'll be one of those nights. All right, Tom, you've got her number. Let's keep in touch with her. And, you know, maybe somebody Monday when businesses start getting back to normal can help her out in terms of where she can go for funerals and stuff like that. That's not an easy situation, not when your son's in your 40s. You know, it's the greatest fear of a parent. I know, I've got three children. The greatest fear is for something to happen to them before you. And you parents know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to that. I want to address that other caller, by the way, who called a couple calls ago. There's a group of people out there that are inundating talk shows around the country with this bizarre story of a movie that was made, millions were made, and, you know, his house was raided by neighbors. It's all nonsense. And they just keep calling over and over and over. And they trick the screener or whomever by talking about some other subject. And then they get through. I could hit our delay button and you would never hear that conversation. But, you know, I'm not going to chop the show up that way. We'll just simply throw them off when they start doing whatever they do, pure and simple. So, you know, plus we get their phone numbers, and we'll do that. But, I mean, they've been doing this for some time. It's classless, and, you know, I guess that's just the way it is. Look, we're going to come back in a moment. More open line calls. If you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. Make it very simple. Would love it for all of you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you're not doing that, just go to Facebook, okay? On our website, you'll see the icons in the far right-hand corner, Facebook and Twitter, and you can follow us there. Also, my calendar, which you'll find under hosts. Follow me on my schedule. I've got a couple more events in August, one in September, and then things start to slow down a little bit. But I'm still all over the map. Back in a moment, more of your open line calls on Coast to Coast AM. Well, it's time for our traditional shout-out, and thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Around the world, those of you listening to your favorite radio stations across North America, thank you so much. Coast Insiders, thank you as well. XM Talk 246, and then the various chat rooms out there, Imaginative Worlds, Into Infinity. Hello to all of you. National Radio Club, Fantastic Forum 2, Sorcery IRC, the Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group out there. How about the SoCal UFO Meetup Group, or the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, and our dear friend Greg the Cook in St. Louis. Thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. By the way, John Searle is still reportedly alive. He's still alive. And still working away at his energy devices that are out there. There are some websites dedicated to his life. Searle, by the way. He was on with me a long time ago. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Gino in Big Bar, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Gino, thanks for calling.
Hi, George. It's great to talk to you, man. It's a great to have a man that brings the truth to the people.
I'm doing the best I can, Gino.
There's a lot going on right now. All the new psych meds that they're starting to use on people. I had a bad experience trying to get treated for PTSD. I'm a firefighter, you know, went through some stuff. And he treated me with some, like, bipolar medicine and there's Geodone, some new thing the pharmacist didn't even know it was. You know, it would bring on, you know, you just erupt over the smallest things and be angry and, you know, just blow up, you know, and I wonder what's going on with all this stuff, with all the mass killings and stuff like that, and letting these people loose with these things, because it's really, there's a lot of stuff in them. I mean, it opened up 7 different HTP receptors as well as some serotonin, and it just gets your brain going so fast.
Like, well, I'll tell you one thing, Gina, that I want you to do. Dr. Peter Bregin. Bregin. Remember that spelling, Bregin. Search for him in our website. The search bar is up there in the far right-hand corner. He will give you some invaluable information about these medications, and he will tell you to stay off them because he claims they do not help you at all. But you cannot, you know, if you're on this stuff, you can't just take yourself off it. I mean, you really have to wean yourself off that. So you got to be very, very careful because you don't want anything to happen to you. Josh is in Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the program. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call this evening.
Yep, you are welcome.
Hey, I'm going to be at your taping on the 14th here in Denver. So,
oh, super.
I'm excited about that.
Great. You know, we're doing 5 shows, so I don't know if you're in the group that's going to watch 2 of them or 3 of them, but I'm glad you're coming out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know either, but I'm looking forward to it.
Super.
Well, hey, I tried calling a couple nights ago to speak with the Zen entrepreneur guy.
Yeah.
I got through, but his segment ended before I had a chance to speak with him, so I thought I would try again.
All right, his name was Riz.
Yeah, Riz was his name. You know, he seemed like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he's been very successful, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm calling this evening because I'm a young entrepreneur. Part of a small business, and with your permission, I wanted to take a quick second to inform you and your listeners about some of the incredible fungi-based products that we offer that are extremely beneficial to our health and immunity.
Well, let's talk about fungi for a moment. I don't want to slap your website out until we have a chance to look at it, but how do you use the product?
Well, these products are made from lion's mane mushroom, shiitake, reishi, cordyceps, enoki, morel, portobello, maitake, and they're made with formulations of small molecules to help with DNA repair.
Okay.
And they're actually made from a doctor who has a PhD in microbiology from Penn State. And the name of the company is Boulder Tempeh. And, you know, I just want to encourage people to check out these products because I want to help people get off these mainstream pharmaceuticals that are just destroying people's lives. I mean,
well, good luck doing that. You know, they're going to try to regulate supplements, but spell the name of your company for us, Josh.
Well, it's the name of the website is www.bouldertempeh. That's BoulderTempeh.com. And all you got to do is click on the giant logo and it'll take you right to our product page.
All right. Well, there you go. You got the world looking at you there. Look, I look forward to seeing you in Denver. I had a complete show with a doctor who also recommends, you know, the use of mushrooms and fungi to fight all kinds of things. And I followed up with him. He's doing a great job, but I'll see you in Denver, and good luck with what you do. Gene's in Ferguson, Missouri. Welcome to the program. Hi, Gene.
Hi, George. How are you this morning?
I am fine. How are things in Ferguson?
I've been a long, long time listener of Coast to Coast.
Thank you.
And also the Nighthawk show.
That's right. My local St. Louis.
When you were here in St. Louis.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it, too. And I'm so glad that you just didn't go somewhere else, but went somewhere where we could all enjoy you now.
Well, that is good. That is good.
Because
That's
you
it?
Did a great job when you were here.
Do you have a question or are you just here to compliment me?
Well, a little of both. I wanted to say kudos on the Larry Connors interview. I think that really helped him out. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out for him, but I think you were very kind to do the interview with
him. Well, he's a good guy. For people who don't know who Larry is, Larry Connors, St. Louis anchor person. He's been in the news market, in the news business for a long, long time. He interviewed President Barack Obama. was pretty tough with the president, had some issues with the IRS in the past, and then just floated the question about some things that had happened, but his station management didn't like his comments, and they booted him off. They may have had other issues, who knows, but I guess they're going to litigate this thing, Jean. But go ahead.
My main reason for calling this evening was flight travel freaky stories.
Oh, my gosh, what a mess. Yeah, what happened to you?
Okay, a few years back, my husband and I were youth group leaders at our church, and we were in charge of the senior high youth group.
Okay.
We were going to what's called the National Convention for the United Church of Christ that year, and we were taking the majority of our youth group, teenagers in high school, ranging from 14 to 18. And it was myself and another pastor, a female pastor, and we were traveling on the 4th of July weekend. We sat on the tarmac in St. Louis for a good two and a half hours from rain delay.
Oh.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Was before, on the plane, and we're not all sitting together.
So you're, scattered all over the plane.
Right. So the other adult and myself had to keep up with about, I can't remember if there were 12 or 15 kids, but that's a lot to keep up with a plane on a plane for having to sit there on the tarmac. They're all getting antsy, and that even though they're good Christian children, it still tends to make them a little bit unruly.
Well, even adults get to that point after a while.
Yes, exactly. So finally, close to the 2.5-3 hour mark, they said that we could take off. We did. We were supposed to land in Pennsylvania for a connecting flight to Rhode Island. We get there. There's 3 minutes before the other plane was going to take off for Rhode Island. They said they were going to have the other plane wait for us. They had a shuttle bus ready for us, just us.
They should have held it.
And they took our luggage off and put it on the other plane. And we were taken immediately to the terminal. They didn't hold the plane for us, but they did get our luggage on there.
So the luggage is gone. You're stuck at the airport.
Exactly, in Philadelphia. And so what they did for us was, and this was U.S. Airways back in the day, since there were so many of us, and there was another young lady from another church traveling with our group, they decided to give us, I can't remember if it was $5 or $10 in meal vouchers to go get something to eat in the food court. And they put us on a 24-passenger seated, like a shuttle bus. And it was a 10-hour drive from Pennsylvania to Rhode Island.
Oh, what a nightmare.
We got in around midnight.
Unbelievable.
That night. But it was either that or because it was the 4th of July holiday, we could stay in Pennsylvania for 2 or 3 days in a hotel or in the airport, miss most of the convention, which is why the children were going. And they had actually activities planned for them to do, and they were going to be in a performance, and they were supposed to sit in on meetings and learn about how the church, the greater church, works when they make new laws and things like that. And, you know, we didn't want them to miss any part of the convention because they and their parents had all paid for this. The church didn't pay for it.
What a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. The only saving grace in the whole thing was that the bus that we had had DVD players with two video players screens in different parts of the bus, one in the front, one in the back, showed the same movie. And the driver had a couple of movies that were good enough for the kids to watch.
Right. So at least you passed part of the day watching some movies.
Yes. And we had a couple of stops for the kids to get snacks and things like that. Because
how was the trip back, Jean?
The trip back was great. We took a plane, didn't have any problems. It was a direct flight from Rhode Island to St. Louis.
Well, that's good that it happened at least like that. Let's take Tom. We've got a text message for you. You know, we take your text messages. Tom, what do you have for me back in the studio?
We sure do. From Mary in Chicago. She says, George, I can't believe it, but I just saw my first ghost. I'm afraid to admit it to anyone because I think they'll call me insane. Should I keep it to myself? I'm dying to tell somebody.
Well, tell your closest friends. You know, I don't think you're insane, but, you know, if they do, then they're really not your friends, are they? On the other hand, you can keep it to yourself. A lot of people do. So it's your call.
There's a lot of people afraid of ridicule, though.
That's right. Hey, by the way, now I want to ask you, because you're my first line of defense out there. For the last, 6 months or so, we've been getting this sporadic lunatic calls from these people, creating this story of neighbors attack, you know, going into some guy's house, planting drugs and everything. And then he made millions doing a movie about it and they stole his money.
Yeah, they just think it's funny to call a radio
show. It's not even a funny story.
No, it's not. It's a lame story, actually, and they really don't get it. I mean, if you're going to do a joke, at least do it right, right?
Make it funny.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about it. I mean, they call, and they use all kinds of voices and different people, and, you know, there's only so much you can do.
How many of them are there?
Oh, there's at least 6 or 7 of them.
Different people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I know this because I know the voice, and then the next time someone else comes on and talks about it again, I know that's a different voice.
But you can get their number.
I can get their number. We have certain things.
You have ways. You're going to let the NSA do it for you.
We have ways.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
See ya.
Let's go next to Caleb in Chicago, east of the Rockies. Hey, Caleb. Thanks for calling.
Hey, George. What's going on?
Oh, you tell me. All is well.
I don't know. I listen to your show a lot. You know, I enjoy it. I've called in before. I don't know, one of my favorite shows that you do is that you've done is Mel's Hole.
Well, that was Art's show from 100 years ago almost.
Yeah,
and we tried to do another one with Mel, but he's disappeared. Probably
really?
Fell down the hole.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they have a collection of them on YouTube where you can watch the whole series, I guess you want to call it. But I've been meaning to make a phone call for a while. I tried calling the other day. You had a lady on that was an expert on dreams, right?
Yes, Rosemary Gallick, who, by the way, will be on. She'll be on a full show on Monday, by the way. So you got another shot.
Cool. I actually didn't get around to calling her that night, but I had something. I figured I'd be good to run by you.
Okay, go ahead.
Couple months back, I had a dream about that I committed assisted suicide.
Just like Kevorkian.
Have you ever seen a video of like the procedure about how they administer the medication and such to the patient?
I've seen some of those. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. I can't hear you.
We're having phone problems today, are we? I've seen some of those.
Okay. Well, they give you the medication, you know, and they say, you know, you're absolutely sure that you want to do this, you know, they make you aware that yes, you're going to die if you take this and stuff, all things that the person is well aware of. And in my dream I was sitting in the backyard of my grandparents' house, and there was some lady there, you know, I couldn't put a face on them, but they gave me the medication and everything, and I was in the mindset, I took it, and I had known that I was going to die, right? And something stopped me, and I play video games, right? And something stopped me, and I said, hey, you know what? I would really like to play video games again, right? This is kind of silly, but I thought, you know what? There's something better than this, right? And so I immediately get up and I start trying to induce vomiting, you know, and I'm walking around and the neighbors are out and everything and they're waving at me. And it's a real weird environment.
Well, let me ask you something, Kilo. Why would you have a dream like that? That's a strange dream for anybody to have.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure. That's what I had been meaning to call about. Actually, I figured that that lady would have been a good person to talk to about
you,
that.
You're not sick at all, are you?
No illnesses. I've never been to the emergency room for anything.
That's bizarre. And had you seen a show on Kevorkian a few days before this dream or anything?
Well, I had taken a class in at school about a theory in ethics and healthcare, and we talked about that, but that before, and I don't know, and I had seen the video a while back, so there was definitely some correlation between how it happened in my dream and what I had seen in the video.
Okay, you know? Well, I tell you what, Monday night when Rosemary Ellen Guiley's on with us, give us a call, and we'll briefly talk about that dream again and see what she thinks the root causes for something like that. I suspect, because you were talking about it before the dream, you know, your little mind just took over and created this this kind of scenario there for you. So, you know, that's my take on it. By the way, as you know, we're going to have a complete show for you on Saturday. I'll be back on Sunday, and then some great guests scheduled for the rest of the week. Starting on Monday night for you on Coast to Coast AM. And again, Rosemary Ellen Guiley joins me with her new work called the Pocket Dream Guide. And to make sure you're part of that program, we should have a wonderful time with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I'm going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. We're going to have more open lines for you. And again, send me an email if you so choose at george@coasttocoastam.com. We'll be right back for more of your calls.